bright light city, gonna set my soul.
Welcome to this week's Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Amanda, and I'm joined by...
Steven. Howdy, everybody.
it's always great to have you on the podcast with us. And the big news this week is Viva Las Vegas. It's the 50th anniversary.
Yes, on May 20th, which was actually yesterday. That was the 50th anniversary of Viva Las Vegas, one of Elvis's most famous movies.
That's right. It was his highest grossing film, too. And he starred alongside the lovely Anne Margaret, which, you know, the chemistry in that movie was just undeniable. So we celebrated. We did an article on Graceland.com, and we posted stuff on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, the fans love the movie, and they love Elvis, of course. And we also featured Anne Margaret as our 60 years of rock and roll featured artist.
That's good. I know the 60 years rock and roll featured artist you've been doing
every day. We're doing a 60-day countdown, and she was actually featured yesterday for that. And then there's a new digibook that's coming out.
Yes, there's a 50th anniversary Viva Las Vegas digibook from Warner Brothers. It'll feature rarely seen photos, commentary by Steve Pond, a rock and roll journalist and author of Elvis in Hollywood. And it also has a soundtrack that is presented in digital 5.1 stereo.
Oh, that's really cool. And it's got a theatrical trailer, too, which we posted with our story yesterday. So if you haven't seen it before, it's on there, but it'll be in, like, high definition, super cool quality in this new release. So
cool.
You can own it and keep it in your home and have it forever.
And speaking of Viva Las Vegas, we had some news articles posted by the...
Yeah, the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Yes.
Actually went and looked at the sites where the movie was filmed, and some of them have remained the same over 50 years.
Well, during birthday at the fan club presence events, we Angie, which is the director of archives here, she actually showed some rarely seen photos.
Yeah.
That we have here in the archives, and during that you got to see some of how Las Vegas was during the time of the film.
Yeah, and it was totally different, which is insane, because when you think of Vegas, you think of Elvis's Vegas, and it's like Fremont Street and all that, and then there's this whole new Vegas.
Yeah.
So you kind of get to explore all of the sites, and I know the gym, the famous gym where they do that great dance scene, and I think she's auditioning. It still looks the same. They've kept it the same. How neat.
Well, that's actually my favorite scene in the movie. So.
Yeah, it's a great scene. Yeah. But you can check it out. You can go to Graceland.com and find out more about that and go see the photos of the places where they filmed Viva Las Vegas.
All right, and we also have a Time for Kids reporter came here to Graceland.
Yes, and I met him, and he was very adamant about doing a very fair and balanced story. He was such a cool little journalist, so I can't wait to see what he does in life. And his name, he's 10 years old, his name is Graham Ross, and he took his first tour of Graceland, and he went to see our 60 Years of Elvis VIP exhibit, and you can read his story at timeforkids.com.
Cool. So 6 years of Elvis of rock and roll is going strong.
Oh, yeah. And I know Memphis Rock and Soul opened a new exhibit yesterday as well to go along with 6 years of rock and roll. So if you're in Memphis, you're coming to Graceland, you want to go check that out, too.
Cool. Now we can talk a little bit about some of the upcoming ETA contests.
Yeah, we have one in Lake George, and that's taking place on May 28th.
Okay.
Myrtle Beach is taking place May 30th.
All right.
And then Tupelo is coming back on June 5th, and all of them have a great lineup of events. If you want to compete, some of them may still have openings. I don't know. It's a little close to time, so most of the preliminary contestants may already have had to have their applications in.
Okay.
But you can go watch a great show, hear Elvis music, enjoy a great weekend of fun. And also, a big event that's coming up, Elvis Week.
Oh, yeah.
What about that?
I almost forgot to mention that.
Yeah. So tickets are still on sale for that. We announced last week
that Joe Mascalo from Elvis's Imperials will be here to perform.
His farewell performance. Oh. So this is the last time he's going to come for Elvis Week.
See, I didn't read that part.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah.
I know. So he's coming. He's going to come and talk at Conversations on Elvis on the 15th, and then he's going to be at Elvis That's the Way It Is world premiere at the Orpheum on the 16th. And he's going to do a farewell performance. So sad. You know, we're going to miss you.
You know, you want to come and you want to get tickets to see Elvis, but also, you know, bid farewell to Joe because he's...
Yeah. And Elvis fans, it's a big deal because he's always came and performed and talked and, you know, but he's moving on and he's I think he's going to take a job as an architect, projects manager, which is a huge, huge deal. And we wish him the best and we can't wait to see him at Elvis Week.
Okay, well.
And then also... just real quick, and I know we didn't have a podcast. We had kind of had an off week last week. Everybody was on vacation. So we're going to follow up. The Stutz came home to Graceland.
It did. They actually pulled it up to the mansion.
The front of the mansion. Yeah. I know. It was so cool. We got a photo of it. It's on our Facebook page, and it's on Graceland.com. But if you don't know about it, it's the 1973 Stutz Blackhawk 3 that Elvis, it was the last car Elvis drove, yes. And it was his favorite car.
Yeah, and it went in and got restored at the Charlotte Motor Speedway in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it found its way back home.
He's back home, and he's resting comfortably at the Elvis Presley Car Museum, so if you're at Graceland, you need to go see him. Say
hello.
Okay,
and also, I know that you explained a little bit on the radio show, but you think the car's a he.
I have labeled him a he because he's a Stutz, and I think that, I don't know, it just sounds like a man's car to me. Argo was pointed out that I like to name inanimate objects, give them gender roles, but yes, he's a Stutz, and it was Elvis's car, so he's got to be a he, right?
Well, I guess, and under the same contest, I think that the Jeep in the car museum is a she then.
I would go with that too. And the pink caddy's a she too.
That's true.
That's right. So yes, I do label cars by him and her. a couple of Elvis sightings that have happened this week. I mean, Elvis has been everywhere this week. He was on American Idol. He was on Dancing with the Stars. He was on The Voice, NBC's The Voice. And then there's a new commercial too.
Yeah, from Heineken. I actually saw it on television. I didn't see it on YouTube.
You actually saw it run. Oh,
yeah,
neat.
I saw it run. It was, can't remember what I was watching, but the YouTube one has a, since it's Heineken, you have to be 18 years or older, which I am.
Are you sure about that?
I just didn't want to log in. So, but I did see it run on television.
Very cool. And it kind of tells the story of a young man on a unique journey through a city, and he's looking for a girl.
Yes.
And they set it to Elvis's Bossa Nova Baby. And it's really well done, and it's very clever. So if you haven't seen it, you can see it at Graceland.com. The complete online version, it's like 2 to 3 minutes. I think the spots that are running, and they're running all over the world, are only like 30 and 60-second spots.
Yeah, I think I saw the 60-second, and it was during a basketball game. So I can't remember who was playing, but I did see it on television.
But you can see the complete version if you go to Graceland.com, so check it out. And then also, I mentioned that... Elvis was on Dancing with the Stars and American Idol and them. Can't Help Falling in Love, which is one of my favorite Elvis songs, was performed by Christina Grimmie on NBC's The Voice and then Jenna Irene on American Idol. And so if you haven't seen it, you can go to Graceland.com and see that. And then also... Olympic skater Merle Davis and her partner broke out in their best Elvis moves while doing the jive to Elvis's Hound Dog on Dancing with the Stars. So,
and speaking of singing, you know, I don't know if we can say this, but I saw some of the videos that the a cappella groups sent in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's some really good stuff. So remember that they're going to be performing at Elvis Week. And
and you can get those tickets at ElvisWeek.com.
Yes, it's going to be
absolutely
good.
Absolutely, yeah. You know. And they're doing a real interesting spin on it, too. So
yeah.
It's going to be fun for all the Elvis fans in town. So check out our a cappella events coming up.
Sounds great.
All right, well, anything you heard on the podcast, you can find at Graceland.com. And we will see you guys next week.
We'll see you next week, and let's end with a little bit of Viva Las Vegas.
Viva! Viva!